You know, we think that we're always in racking dilemmas, or our lives are built around, oh my God, this could happen or that could happen, and this is going wrong and that's going wrong, and a divorce and a job or something socially is going crazy and people aren't responding to me the way they used to. What about the side of us that starts getting going good? Then what is it? What is it equally as dangerous for an alcoholic to have things go well as, or a drug addict to have things go well as it is to go bad? And of course it is. So there's the same amount of diligence and self-awareness or development of awareness when things start to go good that I don't start taking off and thinking that I've got something to do with it. Because the best I could produce was a character that walked through that door and said, you know what, I think I needed some help. But I want to regulate the help that I get, but contingent upon what I think I need help with. My life is a mess, but I'm going to tell you how much help I need and how much help I don't need. And that's where the surrender part of this program comes in. And it's like, you know, even in AA's beginning time, none but the most desperate cases could swallow and digest this unpalatable truth. What's the unpalatable truth? I can't live now, I can't live yesterday, and I can't live tomorrow. So the unpalatable truth is my what I lack is the ability to be in the moment I'm in, and try and live from intuition or inspiration, which is accessed by a belief or a communion with a power greater than myself. The only way I'm going to access that moment and that ability to do that is practice. That's why it's, you know, we practice all these principles in all our affairs. And practice means application. It means that I have to take times that these thoughts start to come in about what's going to happen. Things are going good. How many people in here know the idea of being in their life where things are going pretty good and the thought comes in, I'm like, this isn't going to last. When's the carpet going to get pulled out from under me? Where does that thought come from? It comes from some reference point. You got to reference something for that to be. So if it happened before and I reference it, as I reference it, if I reference it with strong enough concern or fear, if you will, which is energy, then I actually resurrect it, recreate it, and manifest it again in a different moment that it shouldn't be in. And the reason that I go back is because I have these times that I can say things were going good and then all of a sudden they went bad. But I don't look at life as an experience or as a cyclic process of growing, you know, of things going really well, maybe things slowing down a little bit so I can get some more growth going in. If you win every day, what would happen to a good alcoholic and drug addict if they start winning every day? I mean, think about it.